Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Gas prices now at historic highs. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular has broken the $5 mark. AAA says the average is up amid increasing demand for the summer driving season and rising oil prices. The surge in fuel costs is driving inflation, which was acknowledged last night by Vice President Kamala Harris.
Inflation is still too high. We are seeing higher prices at the store from supply chains that slowed down dramatically during the pandemic, and higher prices at the gas pump because of Putin's war in Ukraine.
Harris spoke at a gathering of South Carolina Democrats, with inflation posing a challenge to the Biden administration and Democrats as they seek to maintain control of Congress in November's midterm election. South Carolina holds its primary elections on Tuesday. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack made the case this week that former President Donald Trump was at the center of an unprecedented assault on democracy itself, attempting to overturn the 2020 election and prevent the transfer of power. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports on what's next.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, one of the two Republicans on the committee, says the investigation clearly shows that Trump was the driving force behind the attack.
We see a president that increasingly becomes more desperate until January 6th is his last thing, his last opportunity, his last chance.
Democrats O'Loughlin recounted testimony from the Capitol police officer who was knocked unconscious by the rioters.
She discussed really a war zone slipping on the blood of her fellow officers as she was injured and had a brain injury.
The bipartisan committee will continue to lay out its findings at the second hearing on Monday. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Overseas, the French are set to vote tomorrow in the first round of legislative elections. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on newly reelected President Emmanuel Macron and his fight to keep his parliamentary majority.
Macron won a second term in April when he beat far-right leader Marine Le Pen, but now his majority in parliament is threatened by far-left firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who's put together a leftist Green Party coalition.
Donc nous allons bloquer les prix.
Mélenchon says he wants to block prices and end the abuses of the capitalist system. If his coalition gets a majority of the seats, Macron will be obliged to name Mélenchon prime minister, giving the leftist control, says political scientist Corinne Meloul.
This would create a huge political crisis, basically preventing Macron from implementing virtually any of the reforms and the policies that he's committed to.
The latest polls give Mélenchon's coalition a slight edge over Macron's centrist right party. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR. Australian Defense Minister Richard Marles says China's lack of clarity on Russia's invasion of Ukraine is concerning.
The global rules-based order matters everywhere. It's therefore reasonable to expect China make clear it does not support the invasion of a sovereign state in violation of the UN Charter.
Marles speaking there today at the Shangri-La Security Conference in Singapore, which is being dominated by discussion of the war in Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is there. He called the Russian invasion a preview of a possible world of chaos and turmoil. As the week came to a close, higher-than-expected inflation was a drag on the stock market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports stock prices tumbled, even as most other prices are going up, including gasoline now at an all-time high.
All the major stock indexes were down on Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbling nearly 900 points. For the week, the Dow was down more than 4.5%. Both the S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ were down more than 5%. Investors were rattled by an inflation report that showed consumer prices climbing at the fastest pace in more than four decades last month. Gasoline, groceries, and rent were among the biggest drivers. The Federal Reserve has already begun to raise interest rates in an effort to curb inflation, but with prices still climbing at a rapid rate, the Fed may have to move even more aggressively. Investors worry that higher borrowing costs could tip the economy into recession. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.